The House will come to order. Members of the House, today is a very important day. Since 1994, a scholarship has been presented to a legislative intern. For the past 13 years, 18 exceptional students from the University of Wyoming, Laramie County Community College, Western Wyoming Community College, and Eastern Wyoming Community College have benefited from over $5,000 in memorial contributions. The funds are currently administered by the University of Wyoming's Partnership for Civic Education at the American Heritage Center. The Wyoming Legislature sponsors the internship program, which allows students enrolled at an institution of higher education to obtain credit, along with a unique insight into the legislative institution and its vital responsibility in creating public policy. Conversely, the legislators benefit by having someone who can help them in the areas of constituent mail, bill tracking, or summaries, draft talking points, writing news releases or newsletters, and similar devices. During each legislative session, a deserving student is awarded the scholarship. A recipient has been selected to receive the scholarship for the 59th General Session. Joining our scholarship recipient is Ms. Lavonda Copsa, who has served as the coordinator for our intern program for the last 6 years. Before that, Lavonda worked for the Wyoming Legislature as House session staff. This year's recipient of the Wyoming Legislative Intern Scholarship is Donna Gosby of Cheyenne, who attends Laramie County Community College and is majoring in political science. She would like to use her newfound skills in advocacy and political involvement. Congratulations, Ms. Gosby. We are very glad to participate in this scholarship for the benefit of both Wyoming students and the legislature. I'd like to encourage you all to read the letter on your desk about making future contributions to the Intern Scholarship Fund. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, and again, congratulations.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Fellow legislators, on your desk is a memorandum from Representative myself and Senator Jane Mockler as co-chairs of the Select Committee on Legislative Facilities. It discusses the Wyoming Legislative Artwork Donation Program. I hope you'll take a look, read the memo, and then take a look at the brochure that has been produced and is being distributed throughout the state in regards to the Wyoming Legislative Artwork Donation Program guidelines. If you know any folks that would like to donate or give or whatever to the legislature, any artwork, and this does talk about the appropriateness of the artwork that represents Wyoming. It would be exhibited in the Wyoming Senate and Wyoming House and so forth. We'd really appreciate your publicizing this program. It's a great program, and it's something that we've worked on for several years. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Millen.
Mr. Speaker, may I have privilege of the floor?
Certainly may.
There are a number of local women working for the Wyoming Legislature, including me, who are members of a volunteer service club in Cheyenne, which are part of the International General Federation of Women's Clubs. Every 2 years, the GFWC, with over 100,000 members, honors one woman from each of the organization's 8 regions with the Jenny Award. To become the award recipient, the rigorous selection process requires nomination from the local club, selection by the Wyoming organization, then selection by the 11 state Western States region of the GFWC, and finally a national selection committee at GFWC's headquarters in Washington, D.C. At the organization's 117th annual international convention in Chicago this past June, Wyoming House Chief Clerk Patty Benskin will receive Patty Benskin will receive the very prestigious Jenny Award for outstanding commitment to club, community, state, and family. Would you please stand with me and congratulate and recognize Patty Benskin for this well-deserved award? Phyllis, before you leave, Phyllis and Barb and Chris back there are all in Cheyenne Women's Civic League with us. So thank them for their work, too.
Representative Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, you may.
Any of the women legislators that want to come up, please do. Okay, it has been brought to our attention that there are some people in the audience that are complaining about the Women's Caucus, and they feel that they're not getting treated fair. And we just want to make sure we are fair. So next year on opening day, we're proposing an opening caucus for the men in the on the floor. And, of course, the women will organize this for you.
And Mr. Speaker, we also have an opportunity to take any suggestions so that we could present to Management Council on those needs. So thank you very much for a great session. And you can see that we're so trained.
Management Council will listen to your concerns on Saturday morning. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor?
You certainly may.
Those of you in the House that have noticed the last couple weeks I've been wandering around with the camera taking pictures, no, I'm not doing it to use it against you. We're going to, after the session's over, we're going to take these pictures, and those that turn out, which will be very few, we're going to post them on the LegisWeb website. So, because I believe we need to have some pictures of the people need to see us down here on the floor working. Those of you that have cameras, and if you've taken pictures, and if you'd like to share them with us, let's get together and we'll get with one of our LSO staff members, and we can put them together. And anybody who has any pictures, please get them to us. But that's what I'm doing with the camera.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
If anyone would like some chocolate chip cookie, just come back to my desk.
Yeah. Members of the House, we return to that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 88.
Senate File 88, introduced by Senator Meyer, an act relating to sentence and imprisonment, inmate medical parole, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
There are some amendments. Representative Hallinan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 88, and I request your favorable consideration of it. Mr. Chairman, this amendment is simply a one-word amendment, and as such, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it is not subject to being divided. It simply requires that all of the circumstances listed on page 2 of this file incorporate incapacity as a requirement for parole consideration. Without the one-word addition to line 9, page 2, that would not be the case. I think nearly all of us agree that our justice system should be tempered by mercy. But without this amendment, this file will allow the release of inmates for economic and convenience reasons. A parole board official came to our committee and specifically gave cost saving and convenience as a reason that this bill should be passed. And he gave an example where it would apply. The example he gave was that of an inmate on dialysis. That dialysis patient is currently being taken to a facility outside of the prison and must be accompanied by a prison guard. This, he maintained, is expensive and inconvenient. But inmates such as this one are not incapacitated. They may be perfectly fit, except for the need of dialysis. This one-word amendment addresses the following policy question. The question is, should the inconvenience or expense of transport to and treatment in a medical facility outside of the prison override the verdict of a jury and the sentence of a judge? Or should medical parole only be available in cases of medical incapacity or terminal disease, as this amendment would ensure? On and for the amendment and for the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We discussed this yesterday and actually the day before, too. And I appreciate the good representative to continue to work toward finding a solution. And I think this is an excellent solution that fixed many of the concerns many folks had. So I urge you to vote aye.
Representative Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think there was a serious challenge to our good representative from House District 24 that this is not a divisible proposed amendment. With that, I think we should give equal time to the good representative from 24 to figure out how to divide this into 6 parts and bring to our attention things we may have missed in it.
Further discussion. The motion is to adopt third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 88. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All of those opposed to the motion signify by saying no. Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 88 has been adopted. We are now on third reading amendment number 2. Representative Dave Zwanisser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 88 and would ask for your favorable approval. Short and simple, this just asks for them to do a report every year to let us know how this bill is affecting the penal system. They're asking to report to the Judiciary Committee and also to the Appropriations Committee. If we find out there's any holes in it, then maybe we can plug them there. So for the amendment and also for the bill. Thank you.
Representative McComey.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, this is something that's been bothering me ever since we started this bill. And now I guess is my last opportunity to ask the question and maybe be able to find out. When we sentence somebody to prison or to jail, wherever it might be, we accept the responsibility then to provide all the health services and everything else for all these people. And I've heard on the floor that then they go out in the community and then all of a sudden they're eligible for Medicare, they're eligible for Medicaid, they're eligible for a lot of other things. And I don't understand how that happens because they're still a ward of the state, so to speak. And I'd certainly like to have an explanation about that if I could get it. Thank you.
Further discussion prior to the sponsor. Representative Warren.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to address the answer to the question as best I can. I believe this is accurate. When a person is under in an institution, like in a state hospital, an inmate in a jail, or in a prison environment, they cannot bill, those environments cannot bill for Medicaid, disability, health insurance. Why that happens, I cannot tell you whether it was a federal policy or where it comes from. When they are then out in the community and they're no longer in, let's say, an incarcerated or a hospitalized person, they then become eligible for the medical benefits that they would be eligible for otherwise. Why and how, somebody else more knowledgeable than I might be able to answer that.
Representative Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The answer to the good representative's question from House District 54 is, you know, as long as somebody's, and I think the good representative from Laramie was kind of trying to say this, as long as somebody isn't incarcerated, if their sentence has been suspended and they're on probation, or if they're released from incarceration and they're placed on parole, then the obligation that the state has to them has ended at that point.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Back on the amendment, I'd like to know exactly what we're trying to accomplish here. We sit around here all the time and say, we want to report on this, we want to report on that, and the other thing. These reports are a burden, and they contribute to the growth of state government. And we can't sit here and ask our agencies to make reports and do all these things and not expect to pay for the staffing it takes to provide them. And so my question is, exactly who's going to read it, and what do they expect to gain from this report?
Further discussion prior to the sponsor. Representative Dave Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One of the things that we're hoping to accomplish is, and one of the concerns that I had before talking to a lot of folks here in the system, is that the parole board could put inmates out into the retirement centers at a very substantial increased cost base as compared to leaving them incarcerated. So what I'm hoping is, for number one, is Senate Judiciary, they can plug any legal leaks in it. And number two, if they send it to appropriation, we already know the fine work those folks do. And if they find that these inmates are being let out and it's costing the state more money than it would cost to just keep them incarcerated, then I think then we'll be looking at coming back to a bill. And that was my purpose for the report. And I'd also like to say I don't expect a six-page report. I'm thinking based on what I ask them, they can probably get it in a half a page. So I'm just looking for some statistics. I hope that answers the question, Representative. Thank you.
The motion is to adopt third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 88. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed to the motion signify by saying no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 88 has failed. Senate File 88 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Alden. Anderson, Bagby, Berger, Blake, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Childers, Kraft, Davison, excused, Dirks, Dockstetter, Edmonds, Edwards, Esquivel F, Esquivel K, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Eichel, Illaway, Yagi, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, Martin, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Olson, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Samuelson, Simlick, Shepperson, Simpson, Slater, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Warren. White. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Lockhart? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 3 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 88, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 88 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One additional food announcement. There is now a tray of cookies in the break room.
The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 19.
Senate File 19, introduced by Senator Fecht, an act relating to public health and safety regarding clandestine drug laboratories remediation. Be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number one. Just to remind you from this morning, we started this, and then the good gentleman from Albany County pointed out the problem with the amendment. So now you'll see on the corrected copy, there's actually two changes. The original change of going from 20 days down to 11 days, and the second change now is instead of it saying the court shall order a hearing, it now says the court shall hold a hearing. So the hearing must be held within 11 days, which potentially would help the if potentially you had an innocent homeowner. Since I described it all this morning, I won't go through all the details again. But I would urge you to vote aye.
Further discussion. Question being called. The motion is to adopt third reading amendment number one to Senate File 19. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All of those opposed to the motion signify by saying no.
No.
Senate File 19, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass the House? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison excused. Dirks.
No.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales. Hallinan, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Eichel,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jones,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Olson, Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Horberg,
aye.
Samuelson,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Simpson,
aye.
Slater,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
aye.
White,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 19, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 19 has passed the House. We are now at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. The reading clerk will read the first enrolled act, being House Enrolled Act 38.
House Enrolled Act number 38, being original House Bill number 33, an act relating to taxation and revenue, providing for the ownership of property to qualify for the Veterans Property Tax Exemption as specified, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 38, being original House Bill 33. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be number 39.
House Enrolled Act number 39, being original House Bill number 86, an act relating to local governments, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 39, being original House Bill number 86. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be number 40.
House Enrolled Act number 40 being original House Bill number 136, an act relating to motor vehicles being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 40 being original House Bill number 136. I have so signed. Messages from the Senate.
Message number 253. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 8, Election Code Revisions. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 9, Campaign Finance Reporting. Message 254. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 24, noes 6. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 255. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 28, Investment of State Funds Revisions. Ayes 30, noes 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 256, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 5, Peace Officers, Probation, and Parole Agents. Ayes 29, noes 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 257, Mr. Speaker, the Joint Conference Committee report adopted Senate File 11, Subdivisions, Large Acre Parcels. Ayes 22, noes 8. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 258. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 42, Wyoming Court Security Act. Ayes 28, noes 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 259. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 44, Residential Mortgages Practice Act. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message number 260. The Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 38, People First Language. Ayes 29, noes 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 261. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 30. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 262, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 69, Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Amendments. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 263, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House amendments to Senate File 71. The Senate conferees are Senator Massey, Chairman, Senator Scott, Senator Coe. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 264, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 2 from the House on amendments to Senate File 18. The Senate conferees are Senator Johnson, Chairman, Senator DeCaria, Senator Perkins. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 265, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 2 from the House on amendments to Senate File number 9. The Senate conferees are Senator Case, Chairman, Senator Perkins, Senator Ross. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We are now at that order of business of consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Number 1 on House Bill 17. Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 17 and ask for your aye vote. We met yesterday afternoon upon adjournment. We got rid of most of the Senate amendments that they had added on. We did leave in two of them, which were just a little wordsmithing. On page 4, line 8, we changed consistent to consistently. On page 5, line 19, we changed ensure with the insurance meeting to ensure, meaning that it'll get done. And we eliminated the two amendments added in the Senate. One had taken the funding down $100,000, and the other was a report that was required to the Appropriations and Education Committee. The main change that was agreed to occurs on page 4, line 8. After the word terminate, we inserted state funding for. So what this can do is the commission can terminate the funding for a program at a community college, but it can't tell the community college to terminate the program itself. But the funding's gone. So as for your concurrence, they pretty much came to most of our points and recommend an aye vote here.
We are now voting on Joint Conference Committee Number 1, Report to House Bill 17. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Alden, Anderson, Bagby, Berger, Blake, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Childers, Kraft, Davison excused, Dirks, Dockstetter, Edmonds, Edwards, Esquibel F, Esquibel K, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Eichel, Illaway, Yagi, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, Martin, McCombie, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Olson, Peterson, Philp, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Samuelson, Simlick, Shepperson, Simpson, Slater, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Warren, White, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1, Report to House Bill 17. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Number 1 to House Bill 55. Representative Dirks.
Mr. Speaker, I move the Joint Conference Committee report to House Bill 55, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation Licensure. The compromise we made with the Senate deal is dealt with on page 3 after line 23, inserting drilling a well on a land owned by him. That is the key to the compromise. The other things on page 15, line 18, 15, line 19 are a technical correction dealing with the fee that was due to expire at the end of this term. And so we needed that technical correction or it would have messed things up once again for this bill. I would urge concurrence.
We are now voting on Joint Conference Committee Number 1, Report to House Bill 55. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt this report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Alden, Anderson, Bagby, Berger, Blake, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Childers, Kraft, Davison excused, Dirks, Dockstetter, Edmonds, Edwards, Esquibel F, Esquibel K, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Simlett.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 ayes, 4 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee No. 1, Report to House Bill 55. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee No. 1 to Senate File 11. Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report No. 1 to Senate File 11 and urge you to vote aye. We had a great meeting in our conference committee about this. We made a couple of changes that are not detrimental to the bill. In order to get to the level of discretion for the county commissioners that we wanted to be at, we had to split up the two paragraphs, which were B6 and B9. And we had said that on the exempt parcels, they would still be required to comply with B6, which had to do with drinking water, and B9, which had to do with irrigation water. Everybody was okay on irrigation water. We all agree that's something that needs to be handled. B6 has a problem, and it has some duplicitous language in it, and depending on how you read it, you could read that paragraph to say that if you're only going to have water wells on the land, that's all you had to disclose, was that there was no central water system. However, you can also read that paragraph to say that even if you're going to have wells, offer wells as the only source of water on the land, you still had to do a study, and you had to take into account well logs and previous data and all that kind of stuff, which there was an objection to, and that objection was fairly serious. So we split those two ways, and so we said on the 10 splits, the exempt part, that the commissioners could require any or all of the following. And then we said B9, and then we said B6, but in order to get rid of that duplicitous meaning for B6, we rewrote B6 and restated it in there. So we said if there's a centralized water system, then you have to disclose, then you have to do the well logs and all the stuff and disclose exactly how you're going to do it. If there's not a centralized water system, then we made it clear with a couple of changes in the language that all it was required was a disclosure that said no proposed central water supply system. Then the other problem that we dealt with was one that we struggled with in here about having to provide a survey plat. And we got all hung up again over exactly what the connotation of the word plat is. And so we solved the problem, at least to our satisfaction, by substituting in place of the word survey plat being provided, we said either a legal description or a recordable survey. Now, a recordable survey means that it's a survey that the county clerk will accept for filing, and the county clerk then governs that in terms of acknowledgments and certain requirements about the document. So it's either got to be a recordable survey or it has to be a legal description. And if there's a legal description, then that is by definition recordable. But it gets away. We thought it accomplished what we were trying to do. It gets away with all these vague, and frankly, even I have some of those, these vague discomfort over exactly what the connotation of a plat is. But it puts the information into the courthouse that the assessor needs to be able to properly assess this property and identify it. So those were the changes. And they don't do any destruction, I don't believe, to the modifications that we struggled with. We spent a lot of time on the 10 splits and doing it by parcels and all that sort of thing. It leaves all that in place. It does give the commissioners more choice than they had before about how many or how few of those requirements are going to apply on the 10 splits. But I guess if they want to take it on the low side, we give them that ability, and they're, in the end, they and the people in their courthouse are the ones that are going to have to live with it. So I felt comfortable with that, and I'd stand for any questions. Otherwise, I would urge you to vote aye on this Joint Conference Committee report.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against agreeing with the conference committee here. This bill is yet again amended. It's been amended, I think, at every step of the way in committee on both sides, first, second, and third reading on both sides, and here we're doing it in the conference committee report, too. I think that indicates something. Also, I guess I do have a question. I'm just curious why the former speaker, did not sign the concurrence vote here.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for concurrence. You know, when you look at the first page of the committee report and you see what was adopted and what was deleted, it's pretty confusing. But actually, they adopted most of the House amendments to this bill. And anything with any substance is in there. The real significant issue is the water issue with regard to the exempt lots. And what it says now is if you have an on-lot well, you don't have to do the study, the whole water study. You just have to disclose that there's no proposed central water system. I think that, you know, we could argue over the language there, but the idea is correct and I think conveyed correctly. And I don't disagree with the last speaker who portrayed it as kind of a jumble of amendments. It's the way we sent it out, pretty much, and it's just been improved on.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As to the former speaker, I can only provide anecdotal information, but I'm told that while he didn't sign it and he voted against it, he made some remarks on the floor of the other House that were favorable and helpful to us with this bill. And it is true that there were a lot of amendments incorporated into this. We had an engrolled version made that totally incorporated every amendment, provided it to the Senate. They had the Senate Conference Committee. They had time with it. When they came back, they were comfortable, except in this one area. I think without the engrolment, this area probably never would have been highlighted enough that they could see it. But they were comfortable. They were totally engaged in the 10 splits and some of the exemptions from the requirements that went with them, and had this one problem, which frankly we could understand because of the engrolment. We all worked our way through it, and I think we were all very comfortable with the bill, heavily amended as it was when we finished. So again, I would urge you to vote aye.
We are now voting on Joint Conference Committee Number 1, Report to Senate File 11. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison excused. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Aye. Edwards. Aye. Esquivel F. Aye. Esquivel K. Aye. Gilmore. Aye. Gingery. Aye. Goggles. Aye. Hales. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Hammonds. Aye. Harshman. Aye. Harvey. Aye. Eichel. Aye. Illaway. Aye. Yagi. Aye. Jones. Aye. Jorgensen. Aye. Landon. Aye. Lockhart. Aye. Lubno. Aye. Lubno conflict. Madden. Aye. Martin. Aye. McComey. Aye. Mercer. No. Meyer. Aye. Miller.
No.
Millen.
No.
Olson.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Semlich.
No.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Dirks, aye to no. Escobel K, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 41 ayes, 17 noes, 1 excused, 1 conflict.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee No. 1, Report to Senate File 11. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee No. 1 on Senate File 44, Representative Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd offer a request for support of Committee No. 1, Conference Committee on Senate File 44. It looks a little bit complex as you look at it, and really the first page of what you've been handed out, clear through line, or page 13, was really not controversy between us and the Senate. Once we were there and had a chance to explain the improvements that we'd made on the original document, it went smoothly, and then everything from page 14 on was in the same shape. It was just clarifying language that was well understood on both sides. The work that we needed to do on that was on page 13, line 10. And you may remember some of the discussion on the House floor that dealt with any statement being made to that could possibly influence an independent appraiser. What we ended up doing is going back to appraisal forms, practices, and actually some federal legislation that kind of overlooks this to come up with some language that really clarified the fact that you can, in these circumstances, provide a copy of a sales contract for purchase. Once that data was made available to the folks on the Senate side, they concurred, and you can see this is a unanimous concurrence. With that, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to request the support of this and your aye vote.
We are now voting on Joint Conference Committee No. 1, Report to Senate File 44. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt this report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers. Kraft,
aye.
Davison excused, Dirks,
aye.
Dockstetter,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Escobel F,
aye.
Escobel K,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Eichel,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jones, Jorgensen, Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Samuelson,
aye.
Simlich,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Simpson,
aye.
Slater,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
Throne,
aye. Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
aye.
White,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Harshman,
excused.
Harshman excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number one, Report to Senate File 44. The next report for your consideration is Joint Conference Committee No. 2 on Senate File 69. Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Conference Committee report for Senate File 69, and I move for your aye vote. And what this committee did was basically delete the House amendment and further amend. And actually what that new amendment is the House amendment, except if you look at that committee or second reading amendment that we did on Senate File 69, we had or 25% of the initial legislative authorization, whichever is less, in addition to the language that you see on the Joint Conference Committee report, we deleted that. So basically what it's saying is the trust fund board is authorized to spend up to $100,000 past the initial legislative authorization for large projects. And then the language at the end of the act is, if I can find it again, subsequent legislative authorization shall be required for any grant in excess of the limits of this subsection. And I think people need to understand that on large projects, a number of those large projects are such that one that we discussed in the 14 large project is Kirby Creek, which there's a good possibility that we'll be adding on to that project, and it's a seasonal issue. If we don't get in early in the year, then what happens is that may be delayed a whole year before they start again, and it should cost under $100,000, and that's what this authorization allows them to do. And then also there's some cases where federal grants or large grants come in, and we are capable of providing additional money under the trust fund, and those grants come in early in the year, in other words, May or June, and if they didn't have that additional money under the large projects, then they'd have to wait until the next legislative session. But this is a limiting authorization. There is still concerns about this. I would not deny that. And the Select Committee on Natural Resources will be looking at that closely, and hopefully we can arrange that the interim TRW committee will also hear that discussion with the select committee, since there's only one that's not on the interim TRW committee, to hear what those concerns are and possibly be bringing a bill back next year to further correct and clarify these large projects. But under current law, it is quite clear that they are only authorized to spend up to the amount that is approved by the legislature under large projects. They cannot spend one dime past that until you come to the next session. And we felt like on some of those large projects, it made sense to do it this way. And that's what the bill is. But it only authorizes up to $100,000 above the large project approval from before. I ask for your favorable vote.
We are now voting on Joint Conference Committee number two, report to Senate File 69. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison excused. Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquibel F.
Aye.
Esquibel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Horberg.
No.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Simlek.
No.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Dirks, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 53 ayes, 6 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 2, Report 2, Senate File 69. Appointment of Conference Committees. Joint Conference Committee Number 2 to Senate File 9. Representative Brown, Chair. Representative Warren. Representative Martin. Joint Conference Committee Number 1 to Senate File 71. Representative White, Chair. Representative Simpson. Representative Harshman. Joint Conference Committee Number 2 to Senate File 18. Representative Korberg, Chair. Representative Throne. Representative Brown. Committee announcements. Representative Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, your conference committee number 2 on Senate File 18 will meet in H-18 upon adjournment.
Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee management council will meet tomorrow at noon in room 302 to discuss interim topics.
Representative Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This really isn't a committee announcement, but we will have our last prayer breakfast tomorrow morning. There's a circular on your desk. I would hope you take advantage of this young minister who I understand is excellent. And then a second item, if I may, Mr. Speaker. A good number of you have gotten your forms in for the Komen Race for the Cure. We've only got a couple more days. We'd love to have anybody who hasn't turned theirs in get it to either myself or the real champion of this effort, who's not on the floor right now. Oh, there she is in the back, to see that we do very well this year, and we are doing well. We just want to do a little better.
Representative Thompson, committee number 13. Further announcements. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll need about 2 minutes for committee number 13 to be prepared. The Committee on Cowgirl Well-Wishing, Representative Thompson.
Thank you.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until Thursday morning, March 6th, 2008 at 10 a.m.
You have heard the motion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.